Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You watching this? Because this is your future, America. Top 10 trending article again in the world. Everybody's talking about this. The end of freedom in Britain. As they introduce, they've already announced, the same exact system that China uses for its social credit system has come to the UK. It's called Brit Card. And by 2029, you'll have to have one in order to have what they call a right to work. You cannot have a job if you don't have a Brit card, a digital ID, that tracks back to a database with all the information about you in it. In fact, the Socialist Labor Party just released a dummy, a mock-up of what it'll look like on your phone. And right there it says right to work, and it's got a check for a fictional character named James. It shows what his digital ID would look like. It says right to work, check, meaning James has the right to work. He's been a good little boy and got himself a digital ID so the British government can track everything he does. Underneath it is something even more horrifying. It's called right to rent. As in, you don't get to have a roof over your head if you don't get a digital ID. You have no right to rent. But James has been a good little boy, and he's got a digital ID so that Keir Starmer and the Socialist Party can spy on him around the clock and come to his house and arrest him if he says true but unpopular things. Folks, I want you to hear something, okay? Because you're watching. This was the first step China took, and they're doing it in the UK right now. Why are they doing it in the UK right now? Why was there this emergency announcement this week that the UK is rolling out the digital ID and every adult must have one? By the way, only 25% of Brits support this, but they don't care. Why this week? Because Google/YouTube came out and said they're not censoring for the British government anymore and they're not turning in Brits anymore to the speech police. They launched a national speech police unit over the entire nation about 2 months ago. And YouTube has decided against joining the side of evil. And in the declaration that they did last week, they said that they're not going to cooperate anymore. In other words, they're asking President Trump, J.D. Vance, for protection from the British government. And almost immediately, the British government announces, okay, we're going to Brit Card. We're going to digital ID. Why? Because they need a way to track who is posting this stuff so that, you know, now that YouTube and Google theoretically aren't going to be turning these poor British citizens in anymore for saying true things, they're going to have to find another way to get them. I want you to hear this because, folks, this is your future. This is the number three trending thing right now on X. It is a British man being arrested for his social media post. You could hear in his voice, he's shocked that they've shown up at his house. What did he write? Well, inciting racial hatred is against the law there. So if you criticize illegal immigrants, but you're correct, if you criticize the very high rape and murder and violent crime rate of illegal immigrants in the UK, you can go to prison. But I want you to hear this. This guy, all he posted was F Hamas. Wait a minute. Aren't they a terror group? Yep. Designated terror group in the United States of America and in the UK. They are a designated terror group. Well, what's the problem? They're a designated terror group. We supposed to like terror groups? Yes, in Britain, you're supposed to like terror groups. See, the thing is, Hamas is perceived to be brown. So even though they're a terror group that slaughtered 1,400 Jews, raped women, tied families down and burnt them alive, executed children in front of their families. And that was just October 7th. Oh, also strangled a baby to death in front of his mother. And in another case, put a baby in an oven. I mean, aside from that, though, they really are great guys. You're going to love them. So anyway, I don't know why Donald Trump is trying to cut this peace deal. I think we just wiped the floor with them, but whatever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That kind of stuff makes people mad. They tend to get a little heated, especially if a designated terror group says it. But the thing with Hamas is they're brown. So as many babies as they'd like to chop up, set on fire, or execute in front of their parents, you gotta love them. And you get arrested if you don't. F Hamas. I had a question. Does this mean that British politicians can only speak positively about Hamas? I just want to understand how it works. Because, folks, this is how we're going to live. The only thing standing between you and this is Donald Trump. That's it. Anyway, here's what it sounds like when you get arrested for writing F a terror group. If the members of that terror group are perceivably brown.
Basically, Section 19 refers to spreading what we say like racial hatred. So you've posted something online that we believe is spreading racial hatred.
Twitter, Facebook, what?
I can't explain too much. It's just to give you the context beforehand.
It'll be put to your interview.
Because I appreciate you've never been arrested before, have you?
Yeah, once or twice.
Once or twice, apologies.
Frequent flyer.
Apologies, I didn't think you were. Basically, how it works now is then, obviously, if you've got stuff you'd like to gather, obviously, I'm more than willing to talk through what you're able to take with you.
What, you're taking me away now?
Yes, yeah. So you're under arrest, so you're going to Harrogate, unfortunately.
You're taking me to Harrogate in the middle of the night over a tweet?
I am, unfortunately.
Is this what you signed up the police to the police to do?
This is my role. I'm trying to be reasonable with you here.
So
if there's stuff you'd like to gather, I'm more than willing to allow you to gather some sort of stuff, like medication, if you've got any numbers you need. But at the moment,
you join the police to go and arrest people at night for people for tweets online.
Okay. Do you need any medication? I can't imagine that you are going to be in very long, but do you need any medication that you take at night?
F, and obviously you spelled the word out, Hamas. Well, they're brown. Can't criticize them, no matter how many children they kill in front of their parents. They're great guys. So, yeah, even though they're a designated terror group. I just wonder, like, if you're in Parliament and you're making an anti-Hamas speech because you oppose, you know, genocide, do you get arrested afterward for not liking them enough? Or how does that work? I don't know. I guess we'll have to figure it out how we go. Anyway, if you notice something about these speech police and the videos are all over X, there's a terrifying thing about them. These people doing the arrest are all woke kids. They're all under 25. This guy, no exception. Looks like he just stepped out of his high school. It's like this young generation is more amenable to showing up in the middle of the night. Not during the day, no knock and talk. No, we come to your house in the middle of the night to get you for a Facebook or Twitter post. And before you criticize a terror group, you got to check if they're brown. Because you might be a racist. You might be inciting racial hatred. Yep. Now, before you say, oh, those poor Brits, that'll never happen to us. Do not forget, before the election, the top prosecutor in the UK asserted the right to extradite conservatives in America for trial for what they said online. Said he had the right to do it. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, never corrected that. Because they were going to extradite us. For trial. Sadly, Republican leadership never said anything about it either. It's not clear if they'd allow it. I'm not sure. But folks, only one person has said no, and that's Donald Trump. And when he goes, Katie bar the door.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.